Charles Achlenny Clampy is Nanupiaq whaler, born and raised in Kaktovik on the North Slope. His whaling crew hosted a feast in June, celebrating their successful bowhead whale harvest and sharing it with the village.
It doesn't only go to the whaling captains or whaling captains' families, it goes to our entire community.
Lampy is one of the whaling captains in Alaska's Arctic who are applauding the Republican mega bill that President Trump signed into law on July 4th. The bill has been criticized for extending tax breaks for wealthy Americans and for slashing social safety net programs like Medicaid and food stamps. The final bill also includes a tax deduction increase for subsistence whaling captains from $10,000 to $50,000 for whaling-related expenses. Lampy says those deductions will provide a big economic relief for 11 whaling communities in Alaska. He says captains like him annually need to buy fuel, food, whaling bombs, and safety gear for their crews.
It could be very, very spendy. Being able to have that tax break, you know, frees up money to provide help for the rest of the year for not only the whaling captains, but to our family members and stuff too, because we help wherever we can.
The mega bill also seeks to increase resource development across the state and includes new oil lease sales in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Nathan Gordon Jr. is the mayor of Kaktovik, the only community within the refuge. He says those provisions acknowledge what many North Slope residents have been advocating for: responsible resource development to support local economy and infrastructure.
That's where most of the tax money is going to go, is to the new school in Kaktovik, which is amazing.
North Slope residents like Lampy also say they are encouraged by the nearly $25 billion in the bill for the Coast Guard, a federal agency that often assists them with search and rescue operations. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.